Time now on the Bonanza pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, this marks the second to last weekend of the regular season. This season has just flown by in my eyes. How about you?
I think it's always a little longer for a coach, Chelsea.
That's understandable. This has been a recurring question now for about the last month, but who's healthy? Who's sick?
Well, again, we're pretty healthy right now, other than Jerry. We're just, again, and we're hoping that, you know, maybe next week Jerry will be back. And again, you know, for sure we're hoping, obviously, the first round of the playoffs, but we'll know more on Monday when he goes back into the doctor.
Coaches don't like making excuses because illnesses and injuries are a part of the game. But how much have the guys that have played every night broken down with all the extra workload?
Well, again, Schultz, I think everybody has issues right now. I think everybody has illnesses. Everybody has injuries. So you're right. We don't make excuses. I don't even like talking about it because nobody cares. You know, nobody's going to feel sorry for us. And I think the worst thing you do is just talk about those things. You have your lineup together and you do the best you can.
With Jerry out, Kyle and Jay Dickman have seen their numbers go down as of late. Are those two things intertwined in your mind or not?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about your power play. Jerry gets the majority of the puck touches on the power play. And when he gets a puck touch, whether it's a goal or an assist, pucks are usually going to the net. It's been beneficial for Dickey. It's been beneficial for Whitey. So it hurts. And it's also your possession. But again, it's all part of the game. You're going to have injuries and you can't worry about it because nobody's going to feel sorry for you.
2 weeks left in the regular season. You need 5 points to wrap up home ice. How important is it to take care of that this weekend and take a little pressure off you for next week?
Well, it'd be nice. And, I mean, you sit there and you don't want to go into every weekend saying, well, again, you know, we have to have 6 points. Again, I'm just worried about tonight. I don't want that cliche to take over, but I'm just worried about Thursday night right now. We'll worry about Friday night tomorrow. But let's just chip away. And the biggest thing is let's just make sure we're playing good, consistent hockey. And if we do that, you know what, we think we're going to be fine.
You mentioned Thursday night. Those non-Friday, Saturday games are odd out west. Has anything changed this week and how you get ready for it?
No, I think this time of year it's all about rest. And, you know, normally we're taking Mondays off this time of year. And we just went on the ice for 25 minutes on Monday. We had a split with the forwards and the D, and just to make sure that they got a little ice. And Tuesday and Wednesday, we went for about 50 minutes. We went for 50 minutes on Tuesday. And yesterday we went for a half hour, but then we obviously had a little penalty kill and we went over some face-offs, so it extended a little longer. But as far as our workload was only like a half hour yesterday. And it's just important, I think, right now, Schultzy, that your guys have rest, they have energy, and it's a long season that we play.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return the Bonanza Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonanza Pregame Show, part two with Coach Tom Ceratori. On to Alaska. Historically, they've had some really high-end defensemen. This year isn't much different, is it?
No, historically, you're right, Schultzy. And I know you're thinking about Parayko. And, you know, Parayko obviously is probably the best defenseman we probably had in the new WCHA so far. And I think he's validated that with his play in St. Louis right now. But with Zach Frey and Justin Woods and Koberstein, they've got three really good defensemen. And when you've got two defensemen, you know, one defenseman with 27 points and one nearing, 20 points in Woods, you know, you're in pretty good shape right there. And really a bulk, a lot of their offense is coming from their back line.
Their last two series, which is typically what you guys watch on video, have both been on big ice. Have you watched a little more of them to see if there's anything different about them on small ice?
No, we haven't. We just went the last two weekends. And, a lot of similarities. And the bottom line is it's a lot of it this time of year is what we're doing. So we just have to make sure, too, that there's no surprises. We have to make sure we're prepped properly on the power play and the penalty kill and face-off plays and just those types of things, Schultz. And it doesn't matter if you're on big ice or small ice there. You're doing the same thing.
You mentioned their point guys. They've got three guys over 20, the one defenseman, two forwards. Both forwards are underclassmen. How much have you seen them grow their game since we played them back in November?
Well, they're a good team, and they've got a core of good young players right now. And this year, they've really matured. They've really matured as a group, and so we'll see what happens right here.
Their combined special teams might be one area where, at least statistically, you've got an advantage this weekend. Does the film back that up?
Not really. You heard me too. I did my interview with the Fairbanks radio guy, and you know, we've been struggling as of late on the special teams. So again, even though we're top three, four, five in the country in combined special teams, and you know, we're top in the league in the penalty kill and second in the power play, you know, we've been fighting a little bit over the course of the last month, Schultze. So we got to get a little more consistency to that area.
Matt Dalton made his Olympic debut. Granted, they lost, but what does it say to you about the state of the game where South Korea loses to the Czech Republic 2-1?
It's hockey. We see it in college hockey where people underestimate a particular team, and you can never underestimate anybody. There's a fine line between winning and losing at this level. When I say this level, a high level of hockey. And whether it's pro hockey, you know, whether it's college hockey, whether it's the Olympics, there's just a lot of good hockey players. And again, we play a sport where basically the first team to three wins, and it's hard getting to three. And it's hard getting over three, so nothing surprises me at all. And Slovenia beats the U.S. as well. So this is the world we live in. I know this world. I've been doing it for 24 years, so nothing surprises me.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.